Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with another Bad Batch TV Talk. All right, we are on the planet Arizona. It looks like Phoenix. It's like all the deserts and everything else, and the great canyons and grands as they may be. Anyway, so they're all have gone to the desert, and they're getting some stuff for Cid because she wants him to do some mining. She's been super into Minecraft, but more into the crafting than the mining, and so she wants him to go down to the mines and get her that sweet, sweet ore gas or whatever it was. And the team, much like those of us watching, are missing Echo and, you know, have feelings about the fact that he's no longer with the squad, but on various levels and in various ways. I thought this was a really good episode, especially with the relationship between Omega and Tech, to really kind of mirror how many people may have actually gone about their lives living with somebody in their family who is on the spectrum and has kind of a different way in which they process their emotions that to others can seem quite cold and uncaring, but it's really more about understanding their perspective. And a lot of times when we're in a lot of pain or a little, you know, have experienced trauma or loss, it can be very difficult to try to center somebody else's experience, especially when we're trying to cope with our own issues and our own emotions there. We lash out because we're like, why don't you feel the way that I feel? And that's what we essentially see with Omega and the way that she's relating to Tech here. And at the same time, it was nice for Tech to kind of like do a little bit of that extra work. Like, yes, obviously you process the world differently, but if you care about these people, as we know that you do, sometimes that means you do need to slow down and decenter the way in which you process things in order to see it from their perspective. I actually thought it was a really great little emotional character arc for both of these two as they're going through this process of moving on. Tech points out, you know, the squad existed before Echo. He was kind of a new addition. You know, before, if Omega wasn't here, he would actually kind of be our kind of main, you know, entry-level Kitty Pryde-esque character who would be coming in and kind of, you know, being the us exploring the world of the Bad Batch. But no, he's been in it for a little bit while, and Omega, being a younger character, makes a lot more sense to be that entry point for us. And it's not just the fact that Tech's gone. They've lost their ship in this episode, and I do kind of wonder as to whether or not they will get it back. I mean, I would imagine they would. The person that stole it, the alien that stole it, while I'm pretty sure that was not Hondo Onaka, the pirate, it did look like somebody wearing similar gear to somebody that might be working for Hondo. So I would not be shocked if we might see a Hondo Onaka in the future as related to what happened to their ship. But this was their home, and so it's impacting Omega in a pretty significant way. The team here, while doing this gig for Cid, is pretty fed up with Cid, you know, all things considered. She's sending them all over the place. They're helping her out. Then they get lost, and she's like, I don't got time for you. Now we know that she's probably going to come in and save the day in some form or fashion by calling in another favor, and that's fine. But here's the deal. I think the team is really feeling the strains of kind of these know-nothing missions. Like, they're literally just kind of squandering their very short lives with, you know, I mean, the exception of being Omega. I guess we don't actually know. Maybe the Bad Batch doesn't have quite the same kind of, you know, fast aging as everybody else, but I would imagine they do because clearly they're the same age as the rest of the clones. So they're only out here in the galaxy for a short time, and they're kind of squandering their life on these little side missions. You know what I mean? Like, and I get it. You know, you do the side missions so that you can get, you know, all the buffs that you need so that you can go back to the main story arc and fight the boss. Who is the boss in this series? You know, like, who are these guys ultimately going up against? Because we see in the background, there's this great big question of what is the galaxy to a clone and what is the clone to a galaxy that no longer wants them? That seems to be a really compelling question. I'm a little disappointed with this episode because I saw in the title, with it being Crossing, I was kind of hoping we were going to get Crosshair back, or we were going to spend some time with Crosshair and kind of check back in with what's going on with his side of all of this. I'm also, now that we don't have Echo, I really kind of miss that balance of, you know, when it's just four of them, I don't know, you want a good odd number in television shows, you know what I mean? And admittedly, as mentioned before, Tech and Echo were a little bit too similar in terms of their functionality and what they could do for the team. I think you got to bring Crosshair back. I think he's got to be a Bad Batcher again. So hopefully we'll be seeing this before the end of the season. Who knows, maybe that's even one of the reasons why Echo is no longer on the team, to make way and kind of welcome back Crosshair into the fold. But overall, I do think that this episode is probably setting up something a little bit bigger. Yes, it still had that kind of bottle episode, that kind of, you know, one and done type feel, except for the fact that things happened. We lost the ship. We've got our team stranded on planet Arizona. So, you know, let's see what ends up happening. I think we could be going somewhere. But that's going to do it for me for this particular episode. What did you think? Did you like this episode? Let me know. Head over to tvtalk.fm, or if you go to twitter.com/tvtalkfm, let us know your thoughts. Use the hashtag BadBatchTVTalk. That's going to do it for me, but don't worry. I'll be back in a flash.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.